I'm going to vote no on this bill because I believe that it is irresponsible for us to reduce access to women's health care, to reduce access to reproductive contraception, and in the social scientific aspect, we are potentially increasing the number of abortions that happen through this reduction in funding for contraception. And I don't think that that's a pro-life position at all. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any of the senators ought to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thanks, Mr. President. I will point out that the Missouri Constitution specifically states that for every line in the budget, we're to give a dollar amount and a specific statement about what that money is to be used for. So the idea of putting language in the budget, actually saying what a line is for, is legislating in the budget, is absurd. On top of that, there's not a single Planned Parenthood in this state that provides cancer detection, that provides mammograms, yet there are over 580 FQHCs, rural health clinics, and county health departments that provide those services. So we did remove that funding for 13 Planned Parenthoods. That money is available for over 580 facilities across the state that provide the services that Planned Parenthood provides, with the exception of abortion, plus a whole lot of other stuff. So if anyone still wants to go to a Planned Parenthood, there's nothing in this bill that precludes them from doing that. Taxpayers of the state of Missouri simply are no longer going to fund Planned Parenthood. With that, I close.
The senator from Boone renews his motion that we adopt the conference committee report. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, aye. Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, aye. Curls, Dixon, aye. Emery, aye. Hageman, aye. Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, aye. Krauss, aye. Lavila, aye. Munslinger, Nasheed, no. Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Polk votes aye. By your vote of 23 ayes, 7 no, you've adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the conference committee report for House Bill 2011 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion. We third read and finally pass. Conference committee report for Senate committee substitute, for House committee substitute, for House Bill 2011. Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 2011, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, and distributions of the Department of Social Services and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Krauss, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Cape. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Cape. We do not have you recorded on that vote. is a yes.
Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler is an aye. Senator from the 14th from Central St. Louis County votes no. The senator from the 5th, could you please repeat your vote on House Bill 2011? She is a no. By your vote of 23 ayes, 7 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were indeed made and carried. Senator from Cole. 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 Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Superhero. Would you inquire the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you ask them to be read?
Secretary, are there messages? Yes. She indicates that there are. Would you please read them?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee report on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2012 and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2012. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1534, entitled An Act to Repeal Sections 190.839, 198.439, 208.437, 208.480, 338.550 and 633.401 RSMO, and to enact in lieu thereof.
Senator from Cole.
Wait.
Sorry.
Relating to the reimbursement allowance taxes. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2496, entitled An Act Relating to Reimbursement for Emergency Medical Transportation Services under the MoHealthNet Program, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole County.
Hey, Mr. President, would you recognize the Senator from Boone County for a privileged motion?
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee report for House Bill 2012 be brought before the body for third.
Heard that adoption. Motion from the Senator from Boone. All those dependent on that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thanks, Mr. President. I move the Conference Committee report for House Bill 2012 be adopted. This is elected officials. Some of the highlights: $2 million Secretary of State increase for state aid to public libraries, $17,000 to the Treasurer for the pay plan adjustment for the abandoned fund staff. Let's see. For the judiciary, $750,000 for drug court increases, $211,000 additional circuit court judges for the 26th Circuit, $200,000 for the CASA program, $100,000 restoration of the Jasper County Juvenile Detention Center, and $56,000 for the Fifth Circuit treatment court administrator. And in the public defender's office, $4.5 million increase and 10 FTE for their caseload, which is the Senate position. For the General Assembly, $450,000 additional funding to republish the state statutes, which have not been done since 2000. And I think everyone was waiting for the Senator from Green's criminal code revision to go through. Now that that's gone through, that will be a major part of the republishing of the statute books.
You've heard the motion.
That is the committee report for House Bill 2012.
You've heard that motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senators ought to be heard? Senator for Johnson, first on his feet. What reason to rise?
Thank you. Inquire the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
The Senate position on the increase for state aid to public libraries, can you talk about the Senate version, the House, and where we are up from a year ago on that?
The House had a $1 million increase.
Right.
We had a $2 million increase.
And we ended up going with the
Senate
position.
We ended up with Senate position.
Right. And I think so this will be put us back about where we were about 2 years ago, I think. So.
Yeah, pretty close to it.
Right.
Yeah, they have kind of taken a bit of a hit there. So.
Right. We had a little power surge there.
You lost,
like
lost
that.
A light bulb there, maybe.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so the overall it would be an increase, but about to where we were a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Any other senator? Senator from Green. What reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just briefly inquire.
Senator, do you yield? From Boone. He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. You mentioned a couple of things, the republishing of the statutes, and just for the body's edification, we still have one final push on that for the authorization of the printing. We've done the code, and we hopefully will get that done next week or the week after. And then also you mentioned funding for a few judicial positions. There is funding in the budget for anyone who might be listening for the additional judgeship in the 26th Circuit down around the lake.
Yes.
However, I believe that funding is contingent upon the passing of the authorizing legislation.
I think it is.
Which will be before this body probably next week. We should have it out of committee. And the only other thing I was going to mention is we wouldn't have to be doing some of this stuff if we had that allocable share money. So, thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any of those senators doubt to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion to adopt the conference committee report. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, aye. Cunningham, aye. Curls, Dixon, aye. Emery, Hageman, aye. Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Barton votes aye. Senator from 7th. As an aye. By your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the conference committee report. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the conference committee report for House Bill 2012 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, the senator recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Close.
The senator from Boone renews his motion that be third read and finally pass. Conference committee report for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 2012. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll, please.
Conference committee substitute for Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill number 2012, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Chief Executive's Office and Manchin, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, State Auditor, State Treasurer, Attorney General, Missouri Prosecuting Attorneys and Circuit Attorneys, Retirement Systems, and the Judiciary and the Office of the State Public Defender and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, informal calendar, and I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Boone County on House Bill 2013.
Hearing no objection, we'll move to that order of business. The Senator from Boone, you are recognized for that motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the House Committee substitute for House Bill 2013 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those dependent on that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the House Committee substitute for House Bill 2013 be third read and finally passed. This is the one that we have not had up before because we got to take them in order. This one did not have a committee sub. So this is House Bill 13, which is real estate. When we initially got the budget bills out on the floor, you all got the sheet that lays out some of the things. Again, no conference report. It includes $415,000 for the 2% pay plan. $478,000 to OA for the Joseph Teasdale office building in Raytown, $378,000 for DED workforce development lease in Joplin, St. Louis, and Sedalia. It's basically real estate and leasing. That is House Bill 2013.
You've heard that motion from the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone renews his third read motion on House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2013. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 2013, an act to appropriate money for the real property leases, related services, utilities, systems, furniture, structural modifications, and related expenses for the several departments of state government and the divisions and programs thereof. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the ninth.
Yeah, that's fine.
By your vote of 30 ayes, 0 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were indeed made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the Senator from St. Genevieve County on a privilege motion?
State your motion, Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate refuse to concur in House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 621 and request the House to recede from its position, and failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
So we're done. You've heard that motion from the Senator from St. Genevieve. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator recognized to close on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from St. Genevieve. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion has been successfully moved. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to Senate Bill. I'm sorry, Mr. President. I misread that note. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
State your announcement.
I'd like to give congratulations to 2016 Kids Superhero Award winner from St. Louis County, Missouri, on the dais today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. President, will that be recorded in the journal?
I don't think that it will. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
No. It will be recorded in our hearts and minds forever,
I seek unanimous consent that
Senator.
Not be recorded in the journal.
Further announcements? Senator from Cole.
Unanimous consent, we stand at ease.
Hearing no objection, we shall be at ease.
Senator from Cole. Senate is now back in session.
Would you bring the Senate back in session?
Senate is now back in session.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
What happened to the other president that looked like you but was younger, thinner, taller, maybe a skosh better looking?
He is, he's left the building.
Superheroes can do that.
In a single bound.
Mr. President, no further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. We need to. President, can I go back to the order of business of announcements?
Seeing no objection, we will go back to announcements. Announcements. Senator from Cole.
For the benefit of the body, we are going to recess for about 15 minutes to give the House time to catch up on signatures of bills and us to catch up on signatures of bills. There's no need for the body to stay here unless you'd like to witness that. I just wanted to let you know why we're doing that. Once we do that and we come back in from recess, I will then make an adjournment motion until 4 p.m. on Monday, but just for the benefit of the body.
Announcements. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I'm seeking unanimous consent to inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Seeing no objection, go ahead. Senator from Cole, do you yield?
She's learning. That's from you. I do.
Thank you, Senator. I didn't hear what you said, but I'm confused because I thought that we were coming in early on Monday.
Apparently, we were never coming in early on Monday. I think you're talking about the 2 o'clock potential that I sent the letter out on.
Sent a letter that said we may not be, and you would let us know.
The cause no longer exists, is what I'm being told by counsel.
Cause no longer exists. So does that mean that women's privacy or Planned Parenthood's patients' privacy will now be protected? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think Planned Parenthood's patients' privacy was always going to be protected.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that that is where we stand. And those summons to Planned Parenthood and the pathology department are no longer happening?
There will be an update on that when we'll be making a statement on that.
Today?
Yes.
Before we adjourn?
No. Would you like to inquire of the Senator from Boone?
Sure.
You don't have to, but what I understand is as we indicated before, and I told the minority leader and indicated my letter, I think there were ongoing conversations between both the organizations that we were in conversation last week, and I believe those conversations have risen to a point where there'll probably be some additional announcements coming, but I don't know the details.
All right, but it will be announced after we adjourn, not during session.
Likely. I think there's still some things to work out, but everybody believes that there's enough progress that we will just be coming in at our regular time on forum on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francois. Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, or seeing no other business coming before the body, I would move the Senate stand in recess until 4:15 this day.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are in recess until 4 p.m. this day.